Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, we have Ram Golder, and today we're Zechus Yavama's Daf Hey, the first parak, Chamisha Sri Nashim. The first parak has been generously sponsored as a schus for Mordechai Chaim ben Esther, and as a schus for Shira Chagon for Leah bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara continues to look for a source, according to the Rabbanan, that an ase is docha los ase, and attempts to learn it from a mitzvah. The pasuk states, regarding his purification process, Yigalech es kol sa'aro, he shaves off all of his hair. A brisa asks why the Torah adds es rosho, the hair on his head. Obviously, the hair on his head is included in kol sa'aro. It answers, lefish ne'amar lo sakifu pas roshachem, because it states, do not cut off the payas of your head. Shomei ani af metzora kein. I would think that a metzora too may not shave off his payas. Therefore, the words es rosho, his head, teaches that a metzora shaves off his payas as well. We see from this brisa that an ase, the metzora shaving his hair, is doch alos ase, cutting off his payas. The Gemara eventually refutes this proof, as the love of Losakifu is not Shava Bakol, meaning it does not apply equally to everyone, as women are not obligated in this. Therefore, we can only learn from the Mitzvah that an Ase is Docha Los Ase that is not Shava Bakol, when it does not apply equally to everyone. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to learn the source of Ase Docha Los Ase, according to the Rabbanan, from the word Shatnas. The word is superfluous, as the Torah could have just stated, Losil Bashemer Upishtim Yaktav, do not wear wool and linen together. Why did the Torah write, Lo silba shatnez, do not wear shatnez? It must be that it was intended for a drasha. The Gemara refutes this, saying that the word is indeed needed to teach us, Achihe Shua Tavavanuz. One is not chai for wearing shatnez unless it is smooth, spun, and woven, which is a contraction of the word shatnez. Rashi explains that one is not chayv unless all three of these processes are done together. That is, one must combine unprocessed wool and linen together, comb them out together, spin them into a combined wool linen thread, and then weave the thread into a garment. The Gemara concludes we can learn both Shua Tavavanuz as well as Ase Docha Los Ase from the word Shatnez. Being that the Torah used an extra word, we therefore use it for our drasha, and since the Torah used the unusual word Shatnez instead of climb, we see that it's also meant to be used to teach it must be Shua Tavavanuz. And point number three, the Gemara, in an attempt to find the source that an Ase is Docha Los Ase, Sheyesh Bo Koras, suggests that we can learn it from Mila, as it's permitted to do Mila on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a love Sheyesh Bo Koras. The Gemara refutes this source, explaining that other mitzvahs cannot be learned from Mila, as Mila is a more important mitzvah, Shekhan Nikrusu Aleh Shloshes Rebrisos, as there were 13 covenants sealed over it, which Rashi explains that the word bris is mentioned 13 times in the Parsha of Mila. The Gemara then suggests it can be learned from the Karban Pesach, which may be done on Shabbos. The Gemara refutes this as well, as the Karban Pesach is a more stringent asay in that not doing it carries a punishment of karas. The Gemara then attempts to learn it from the asay of the Karban Tamid, which is done on Shabbos, but refutes this as well, as the Karban Tamid has a stringency in that it's brought every single day. The Gemara later says that we can also not use a drasha of Tzad HaShava and learn it out from all three of these mitzvahs together, as all three of these mitzvahs were commanded before the giving of the Torah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara continues to look for a source, according to the Rabbana, that an ase is docha los ase, and attempts to learn it from a mitzvah. The pasuk states, regarding his purification process, Yigalech es kol sa'aro, he shaves off all of his hair. A brisa asks why the Torah adds es rosho, the hair on his head. Obviously, the hair on his head is included in kol sa'aro. It answers, lefish ne'amar lo sakifu pas roshachem, because it states, do not cut off the payas of your head. Shomei ani af metzora kein. I would think that a metzora too may not shave off his payas. Therefore, the words es rosho, his head, teaches that a metzora shaves off his payas as well. We see from this brisa that an ase, the metzora shaving his hair, is doch alos ase, cutting off his payas. The Gemara eventually refutes this proof, as the love of Losakifu is not Shava Bakol, meaning it does not apply equally to everyone, as women are not obligated in this. Therefore, we can only learn from the Mitzvah that an Ase is Docha Los Ase that is not Shava Bakol, when it does not apply equally to everyone. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to learn the source of Ase Docha Los Ase, according to the Rabbanan, from the word Shatnas. The word is superfluous, as the Torah could have just stated, Losil Bashemer Upishtim Yaktav, do not wear wool and linen together. Why did the Torah write, Lo silba shatnez, do not wear shatnez? It must be that it was intended for a drasha. The Gemara refutes this, saying that the word is indeed needed to teach us, Achihe Shua Tavavanuz. One is not chai for wearing shatnez unless it is smooth, spun, and woven, which is a contraction of the word shatnez. Rashi explains that one is not chai unless all three of these processes are done together. That is, one must combine unprocessed wool and linen together, comb them out together, spin them into a combined wool linen thread, and then weave the thread into a garment. The Gemara concludes we can learn both Shua Tavavu Nuz as well as Ase Docha Los Ase from the word Shatnez. Being that the Torah used an extra word, we therefore use it for our drasha, and since the Torah used the unusual word Shatnez instead of Klaim, we see that it's also meant to be used to teach it must be Shua Tavavu Nuz. And point number 3, the Gemara, in an attempt to find the source that an Ase is Docha Los Ase, Sheesh Bo Chorus, suggests that we can learn it from Mila, as it's permitted to do Mila on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a Lav Sheesh Bo Chorus. The Gemara refutes this source, explaining that other mitzvahs cannot be learned from Mila, as Mila is a more important mitzvah, Shekhan Nikrusu Aleh Shloshes Rebrisos, as there were 13 covenants sealed over it, which Rashi explains that the word bris is mentioned 13 times in the Parsha of Mila. The Gemara then suggests it can be learned from the Karban Pesach, which may be done on Shabbos. The Gemara refutes this as well, as the Karban Pesach is a more stringent assay in that not doing it carries a punishment of Karis. The Gemara then attempts to learn it from the assay of the Karban Tamid, which is done on Shabbos, but refutes this as well, as the Karban Tamid has a stringency in that it's brought every single day. The Gemara later says that we can also not use a drasha of Tzad HaShava and learn it out from all three of these mitzvahs together, as all three of these mitzvahs were commanded before the giving of the Torah. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Hay, and our standard simmon is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The Metzora, shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, and had the initials PTM sewn on his sleeve to remember that the mitzvahs of Pesach, Tamid, and Mila were commanded before the giving of the Torah. Once again, in slow motion. And the Metzora, shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, hay, that must be learned off, hay. The Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, which reminds us the Gemara attempts to learn that an ase is docha los ase from a Metzora, since the ase of a Metzora shaving his hair is docha the los ase of cutting off his payas. The Gemara eventually refutes its proof as the love of los hakifu is not shava b'kol, meaning it does not apply equally to everyone, as women are not obligated in this. Therefore, we can only learn from a Metzora that an ase is docha a love that's not shava b'kol, when it does not apply equally to everyone. So, the Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, which reminds us. The Gemara concludes that we can learn from the word shatnez, shua tavavanuz, that one is not chay for wearing shatnez unless it's smooth, spun, and woven, as well as anase is docha losase. Being that the Torah used an extra word, we therefore use it for the drasha to teach that anase is docha losase, and since the Torah used the unusual word shatnez instead of klaim, we see that it's also meant to be used to teach us that it must be Shua Tavavanuz. So, the Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, and had the initials PTM sewn on his sleeve to remember that the mitzvahs of Pesach, Tamid, and Mila were commanded before the giving of the Torah, which reminds us. The Gemara tends to prove that an ase is docha los ase sheish bo chorus from Mila, Pesach, and the Tamid, but refutes each proof since each one has a mila. Mila has 13 brisos, the Pesach is an ase sheish bo chorus, and the Tamid is offered every day. The Gemara later says that we can also not use the drasha of Tzad HaShava, of a common denominator, and learn out from all three of these mitzvahs together, as all three of these mitzvahs are commanded before the giving of the Torah. So once again, the Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, and had the initials PTM sewn on his sleeve to remember that the mitzvahs of Pesach, Tamid, and Mila were commanded before the giving of the Torah. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band Kazoo. That must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyum, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a pasuk that begins with a reference to a Mizbeach and ends with a reference to the Shulchan and asks why the Shulchan is called the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, "Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Mizbeach Mechaper LaAdam," during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stands, the Mizbeach would be Mechaper for a person, Achshav Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper LaAdam. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a person's Shulchan that's Mechaper. Perform. Rashi explains that one's table atones for him through Achnasas Orchim, inviting and feeding guests. So the Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band, gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyum, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach and was plated with gold, which reminds us that we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis that Rabbi Eliezer held that all the kelim in the Beis Mikdash required tevila after the regel, except for the Mizbach HaZahav and the Mizbach HaNechoshes, because they're like earth and are not Mekabel Tumah. The Chamim in the Mishnah say, Mifnei She'en Metzufim, because they are plated. The Gemara provides two explanations for what the Chamim are saying, one where they are disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer and one where they are actually agreeing with him. So the Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moetzium, where guests sat at a table that looked like a mizbeach and was plated with gold, watched fires leap up but not burn all the time the Chachamim and Jews filled with mitzvos who came together to celebrate. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo said in the name of Elazar, Tamnei Chachamim ein or shel Gehenim shaletes behen. The fire of Gehenim does not rule over Tamnei Chachamim. It's a Kal Vachomer from the Salamandra, which Rashi explains is a beast created from a fire left burning for 7 years straight. Reish Lakish said, ein or shel Gehenim shaletes b'poshei Yisrael, that the fires of Gehenim do not rule over sinners of Yisrael from a Kal Vachomer from the Mizbach HaZahav. For just as the Mizbach HaZahav is only a dinner's thickness of gold, yet the fire does not have power over it, then all the more so Poshe Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, Shemolein mitzvahs karimon, that are full of mitzvahs as the seeds of a pomegranate. Dab Beis, so the Simmer Dab Beis is a bayis, a house. So here goes. When the group of tzaros packed out of their deceased husband's house, that must mean we're on Dab Beis, bayis. When the group of tzaros packed out of their deceased husband's house, since they were pater from Yibum and Chalitza, which reminds us, the Mishnah opens with the din of Chamish Yisrei Nashim Pocho Sarasen V'Saras Sarasen Mina Chalitza Mina Yibum, 15 women, which the Mishnah will identify as Arias, exempt their co-wives and their co-wives of their co-wives from the Chiyuv of Chalitza or Yibum, and then goes on to explain how this works. So, when the group of tzaros packed out of their deceased husband's house, since they were pater from Yibum and Chalitza, knowing that he had a wife who was one of the 15 Arias who exempt them, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists the 15 Arias of the Yavim who exempt their tzaros from Yibum and Chalitza, and we use the numbers 333321. Three daughters or granddaughters from out of wedlock, three daughters or granddaughters from a marriage, three mother-in-laws, three sisters, two wives, and one daughter-in-law. So, when the group of tzaros packed out of their deceased husband's house, since they were pater from Yibum and Chalitza, knowing that he had a wife who was one of the 15 Arias who exempt them, they were suddenly turned back when they were informed she had just passed away before his death. Which reminds us, the mission continues, and regarding all these 15 women, if they died before he did, or was a minor and did miyun, terminating her marriage to the brother, or they were divorced from him at the time of his death, or were found to be in ilonis, so that the marriage was terminated before the husband died, their tzaros are permitted to do yibum or chalitza. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The judges at the Pater but not Usher, your tzara from Yibum, camel race, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, gamal. The judges at the Pater but not Usher, your tzara from Yibum, camel race, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah use the word potros, which implies that the tzaros can do Yibum if they wish, instead of osros, they're forbidden. The Gemara concludes that if the Mishnah would have said osros, then we would think that even if one of the Arios married someone besides the person's brother, and then this husband died, the tzar would be forbidden to the brother. Therefore, the word potros teaches us that the Isra of tzar is erva is only if they marry his brother. So the judges at the Pater but not Usser, your tzara from Yibum, camel race, who ruled that the Ilonis and Sota should be excluded from the competition, which reminds us, the Gemara here asks, what does the number 15 in the ratio exclude? And what does it say for the Mishnah that says, Hari El Potros, behold, these exempt come to exclude? The Gemara explains that these two Mi'utim are coming to exclude that which Rav said, that a tzara of a Sota is Pater from Yibum, and that which Rav Asi said, that the tzara of an Ilonis is Pater from Yibum. The Mishnah's come to teach that only the 15 women listed here exempt their tzaros from Chalitza and Yibum, but the Sota and Ilonis do not. So the judges at the Pater Banad Aser, your tzara from Yibum, camel race, who ruled that the Ilonis and Sota should be excluded from the competition, declared the Achuz Ishto the winner as she crossed the Aleha finish line, which reminds us, we learned from the Gezer Shaba of Aleha by Achuz Ishto and the Mitzvah of Yibum, that just as the Pasuk of Yibum is dealing where there is a mitzvah, so too the Pasuk of Achuz Ishto is referring to when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and the Pasuk there concludes, Osikach, you shall not take a woman in addition to her sister. We therefore read the Pasuk of Achuz Ishto as follows, one may not marry a woman and her sister, even to do Yibum. The Gemara continues bringing the source for tzaros being forbidden, and then explains that we learn the halacha of Yibum of the other Arayos from the halacha of Yibum by Achuz Ishto. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door, that must mean we're in Daf Dalet, door. The man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door, which reminds us, we learned out that an aseh is docha lo sase from the pasuk losil bashatnes, you may not wear shatnes, and the next pasuk that states, gidilim tasselach, you should wear tzitzit. These two mitzvahs are smuchim, they're adjacent, and therefore teach us that one may attach tzitzis of wool onto a beged of linen, even though this would be kalaim. This shows us that an ase, tzitzis, pushes off a los ase, kalaim. So the man whose wool tzitzis hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door while he was reading a book about smuchim in Sefer Devarim, which reminds us, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim. In other parts of the Torah agrees that in Sefer Devarim we do darshan smuchim. This is because in Sefer Devarim the psukim are either muchach, evident, by placement of the pasuk that's meant for a drasha, or mufna, superfluous. In this case of our drasha of klaim and tzitzis, the Gemara shows how both reasons can be seen. So the man whose wool tzitzis hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door while he was reading a book about smuchim in Sefer Dvarim could not believe the irony as the salesman marched by carrying his shot and his merchandise upon him, which reminds us, the Gemara says that the pasuk of Losil Bashanis is not extra, because if we only had the other pasuk, we would assume that it's forbidden to wear klaim even if one does not intend to receive any hanah from it, such as in the case where one is selling klaim and the clothes are lying on top of him, even though he has no intention of benefiting from wearing the clothes. Therefore, the second pasuk of Losil Bash teaches that wearing the klaim must be like wearing clothes where the wearer intends to receive pleasure from it. And if we only have the pasuk of Losil Bash, we would understand that one is only over on shatness if he wears it, as this gives him a lot of pleasure, but merely sleeping with a blanket that has shatness, which does not give much pleasure, is permissible. Therefore, we need the other pasuk of Losaleh should not come upon you to teach us that this too is forbidden. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which step do you learn from the word shatness that the threads need to be shua tabavanus? That's on Dav. Hey, good. Number 2. Which step do you learn that those from the Galil cannot bring wine or oil to the base of Migdash, since they have to pass through a kusi strip of land, which the Rabban decreed as Tameh? That's on Dav. Chafein Chagiga. Good. Number 3. Which Dav do we have a Mishnah listing the 15 Arayos? That's on Dav. Beis. Good. Number 4. Which Dav do we learn why the Mishnah uses the word potros instead of osros? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which Dav do we learn that an Afse is Doche Alos Ase from the Smuchim of the two Psukim of Shatnes and Tzitzes? That's on Dav. Dalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we mokos coming from Yehuda whether merchants can sell leftover wine or dough that the Ami Arts had touched during the regal? That's on daf. Chavav and Chagiga. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda does learn smuchim in Sefer Devarim? That's on daf. Dalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that there are 4 cases where an Erva does not exempt her tzara, such as in the case where she died before her husband's death? That's on daf. Bays. Good. Number 9. Which of the learn that we can only learn from a Mitzorah when he cuts off all his hair, including his pay, is that an ase is docha los ase when it's not Shavu Bakol? That's on Dav. Hey. Good. And number 10. Which of the learn that the Gemara says we need both psukim of shatness and klaim to teach us one is not chai for simply carrying shatness, but would be chai for getting a little hana, such as sleeping in a blanket of shatness? That's on Dav. Dalad. Great, now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that the shofar in the base of Migdash was plated in gold near the mouthpiece? That's on Dav. Chav Zayin and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn unique qualities of Eretz Yisrael, such as that it rains there before the rest of the world? That's on Dav. Yud and Tainus. Good. And number 3. Which stuff were Psukim brought to show that Megillas Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh? That's on Dav. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.